हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। हैविंग कंप्लीटेड द पोर्शन कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ वर्सेस रिवीलिंग द प्रेजेंटिंग द नेचर ऑफ द आत्मा, भगवान हैज स्टार्टेड द नेक्स्ट टॉपिक ऑफ कर्म, इट इज कर्म योग। But there, from three different standpoints, from three different angles, actually, Bhagavan in this chapter makes it clear that grief has no legitimacy. The standpoint of Atma, nature of the Atma, being indestructible, indestructibility, grief over the death of Atma is unnecessary, meaningless. Similarly, the standpoint of Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex also, though Anatma is relatively eternal, absolutely indestructible, but change being the nature of the Anatma, the material products, change happening in the form of birth and death are inevitable, especially death is another gross change, inevitable change. Therefore, grief over the death, the gross change, the body also is unnecessary. It's meaningless, it's immaturity. Now, from the standpoint of the simple people of the world also, from So, anatma drishtya shokaha na karyaha. Atma drishtya adhyatmika swarupa drishtya api shokaha na karyaha. Prapanchika drishtya, laukika drishtya, from the standpoint of world also, the worldly transactions also, grief is not at all necessary. That Arjuna has no choice, that doing his duty is the best option from his, as a Agnani, mature individual, doing one's duty is the best option. So Bhagavan was talking and we are seeing the 31st verse.
Swadharmamapi chaveksya न विकम्पितुमर्हसि धर्म्याद्धि युद्धाच्छ्रेयोऽन्यत् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते।
सो कन्सिडरिंग द फ्यू पीपल टू बिकम टीचर्स इन दिस ग्रुप, आई एम रिपीटिंग थिंग्स, यू नो दैट व्हाई आई एम रिपीटिंग। तो धर्म्यात् युद्धात् अन्यत् क्षत्रियस् अन्यत् श्रेयः क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। ओके, वी सॉ दिस भाष्यम ऑफ दिस वर्स ऑलरेडी। దిస్ యుద్ధం, దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఈజ్ వాట్? ధర్మ్యం యుద్ధం, ధర్మాత్ అనపేతం. ధర్మ్యం యుద్ధం, దిస్ వార్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఫాట్ వితౌట్ డీవియేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ధర్మ, ఫర్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ధర్మ, ఈజ్ ధర్మ్యం యుద్ధం. తతచ్చ యుద్ధం పృథివీ జయద్వారేణ. ఓకే, సో టూ రీజన్స్ భగవాన్ గేవ్ వై అర్జున షుడ్ ఫైట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ్యం యుద్ధం, దెర్ఫోర్ హీ డస్ నాట్ నీడ్ టు డివియేట్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ఫైటింగ్ ఆర్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ధర్మ. అగైన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఇస్ న్యాచురల్ ఇన్క్లినేషన్ ఆల్సో, ఆత్మస్వభావత్ వాట్ ఈస్ బెస్ట్ ఫర్ హిమ్ ఈస్ టు డూ దిస్, డూ హిస్ డ్యూటీ టువర్ ది ఎండ్. వి రెడ్ దిస్, we have finished all that.
Yadruchaya chopapannam swargadwaram apavrutam sukhinaha kshatriya partha labhante yuddham idrusham.
We saw that portion also.
అథ చే త్వమిమం ధర్మ్యం సంగ్రామం న కరిష్యసి తత స్వధర్మం కీర్తించ హిత్వా పాపమవాప్స్యసి.
దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది వర్సెస్ వేర్ భగవాన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ టు అర్జున దాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ హి స్వధర్మ ఆల్సో దెర్ నో నీడ్ ఫార్ హిమ్ టు ట్రెంబుల్ టు శివ టు నో గెట్ బ్యాక్, okay, to go away from his duty. So he said, if you will not do this dharmyam sangramam, dharmat anapetam sangramam, then definitely not only he will lose his swadharma, he will give up his swadharma, and he will also lose his fame and good reputation which has earned for years. So Shankara Bhagavatpada mentioned, we saw, ye mahadevani samagama nimittam sudharmam kirtim chahitva, the kirti, the fame which he has earned to that extent of even becoming victorious over great devatas like Mahadeva, all that he will lose, not only losing the fame and sudharma, he will also incur papam, which is not at all desirable. Now, 34th verse. Today's class, we have to go to 34th verse. It is today's class. Okay. This is today's class.
Akirtinchapi bhotani kathayishyanti tevyayam సంభావితస్య చాకీర్తిః మరణాదతిరిచ్యతే.
సో శంకర భగవత్పాద ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ దిస్ వర్స్. వెరీ సింపుల్ వర్సెస్, సింపుల్ మీనింగ్, సింపుల్ కమెంటరీ.
న కేవలం స్వధర్మ కీర్తి పరిత్యాగః,
నాట్ ఇన్వాల్వింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్, నాట్ ఫైటింగ్ దిస్ వార్ అగేన్స్ట్ అధర్మ, is not simply giving up his, not only simply giving up his duty and losing his fame, but also incurring papam. More than that, is much more than that. What is that? Na kevalam swadharma kirti parityagaha. It is not merely giving up one's duty and losing one's fame. What is then? What is it then? Not doing one's duty of involving oneself in the battle for protecting dharma against adharma. What is it? He says,
akirtin chapi bhotani kathayishyanti tevyayam संभावितस्य चाकीर्तिः मरणादतिरिच्यते. सो भूतानि कथयिष्यन्ति. सो भूतानि लिटरली मीन्स् बीयिङ्ग्स्. इट् केन् मीन् एनी एक्सिस्टेण्ट् आब्जेक्ट्, बट् हियर् भूतानि लिटरली मीन्स् पीपल्. भूतानि मीन्स् मनुष्याः. The Bhutani kathayishyanti, they will talk. What? Akirtincha api kathayishyanti. All people, general, will talk of your ill fame, ill reputation. How? Avyayam akirtim kathayishyanti. They will talk of tava, te. अव्ययामकीर्तिम् कथयिष्यन्ति. तैतेह मीन्स् तव. तव अव्ययामकीर्तिम् ते भूतानि कथयिष्यन्ति. पीपल् विल् टाक् आफ् योर् इल् रेप्युटेशन्, इल् फेम् फार् एवर्. अव्यया मीन्स् वाट्? द वर्ड् अव्ययः न व्येति. व्येति इस् द वर्ब्. वि एति टुगेदर् व्येति. व्येति मीन्स् डिक्लैन्स्, perishes, changes. This is the meaning. Na vyeti iti avyayaha avyayam. We say Atma is changeless, Atma is indistinguishable, Atma is imperishable. There we use the word Atma avyayaha. But he avyayaha means what now? So, endless, that your ill fame also will be imperishably there forever. You will never, the ill reputation will be there forever. That's what he means. So, avyayam akirtim, te avyayam akirtim cha api bhutani kathayishyanti. So, they will, in future also, generations after generations after generations, people will be talking of your ill reputation, that how you ran away from the battlefield. So he says, sambhavitasya. See, sambhavitaha is a participle. And when visarga, it becomes an adjective. Sambhavita, tapratyanta shabda. Sam is a prefix. So bhavayati, bhavayati thinks, meditates. Now sambhavayati, honors. The prefix sam, it also means honors, reveres. And the participle is honored. And the adjective honored person, sambhavitaha. Arjuna has been a highly revered, honored person, was kept on a very high pedestal. So, sambhavitaha. Sambhavitasya cha akirtihi, and ill fame, ill reputation for an ordinary person is okay. He never earned any big, no, reputation. But sambhavitaha, Arjuna has been a sambhavitaha. Highly revered person, honored person, for all his good qualities and all his skills and efficiency, intelligence, brilliance, parakrama, valor. Such Arjuna, akirtihi maranat atirichyate. So the word again and the verb atirichyate, richyate. Empties. Atirichyate means, more, overcomes, that is, excellence. These are the meanings. But here, the verb atirichyate exalts. Suppose, Gopalaha Krishna atirichyate means what? Gopala exalts Krishna. And two boys. One exalts the other. We can say atirichyate. But here, to say it is more than death. मरणात् अतिरिच्यते. संभावितस्य पुरुषस्य अकीर्तिः मरणात् अतिरिच्यते. फॉर अ हाईली रिवर्ड, हॉनर्ड पर्सन, वेल नोन पर्सन, फॉर हिम लूजिंग वन्स रेप्युटेशन, फेम इज मोर देन डेथ. इज बेटर टू डाई देन अर्न इल रेप्युटेशन. Guess what? That's the meaning. It is worse than death.
Akirtihi maranat atirichyate. This is the literal meaning. So Shankar Bhagavatpada just repeats. Akirtincha api bhutani kathaishyanti.
Okay. Te is equal to what? Tava. Avyayam. What's the meaning given by Shankara Bhagavatpada? For avyayam is adjective for akirtim. So avyayam akirtim means dirghakalam. Dirghakalam akirtim means what? The ill fame, ill reputation which you earn as a result of not doing a duty here will be there forever. Dirghakalam. Once lost is lost. Dharmatma. How he was highly sambhavitaha, highly honored. Dharmatma shuraha iti. Dharmatma shura iti. Yevamadibhihi gunaihi sambhavitasya cha akirtihi maranadatirichyate.
See, Arjuna, you have been highly honored with all these attributes, qualities. Evamadibhihi. With all these qualities such as what? Oh, Arjuna, dharmatma. He is a person of dharma. Dharmatma. Shuraha. He is amazingly brave. This is how evamadibhihi, in this manner, with all these qualities, you have been honored, revered. Sambhavitaha. And for you, such a person, and akirtihi, this ill reputation, ill fame, loss of fame is what? Maranat atirichyate. It is worse than death. Sambhavitasya cha akirtihi, akirtehe maranam varam. Sambhavitasya cha, and for a highly honored person, maranam akirtehe varam. Death is better than losing the fame. The loss of fame. Akirtehe maranam varam. Iti artaha. Okay. Kincha. Bhayadranadupartham. So Bhagavan continues. Bhayadranadupartham. Mam sente tvam maharathaha yeshan chattvam bahumataha bhutva yasyasi laghavam. So maharathaha tvam mam sente. See, manyante, present tense verb. What is the future tense verb? Mam sente. Manyante, think, consider. So mamsyante, will consider, will think of you. Tvam mamsyante. In Tamil, you can say unne karuduvargal, isn't it? They will think of you. Who? Not ordinary people. Ordinary Tom, Dick, Harry thinks of you. Oh, he's not good, he's bad. You don't care. But great people, great warriors, maharathaha. Maharathaha, great charioteers. Who are the great charioteers? Do you know? You read the description in Swamiji's book and also elsewhere. A great warrior, a great charioteer is the one who is capable of fighting against 10,000 archers single-handedly. He is Maharathaha. Means Maharathaha means not ordinary, isn't it? Okay. Maharathaha. Great charioteers, no, think, will consider you, think of you as what? Not out of compassion you went away. You didn't want to kill people. You didn't want to, you know, have the pay, papam of destroying, killing people. They will think, bhayat ranat uparatam mamsyante. They will think that you, bhayat ranat uparatam tvam mamsyante. Out of fear, you ran away from the battlefield. they will think of you as the one who run away from the battlefield out of fear. Uparata is a participle, isn't it? Uparataha, the one who ran away. Uparataha. Bhayat, ranat, ranaha is a battle. Ranat, from the battlefield. Bhayat, out of fear, as a result of fear. Uparatam tvam mamsyante, who maharataha. The great people. Yesham cha tvam and tvam bahumataha bhutva. Having been again bahumataha also in the same word. Bahumanam, honoring. Bahumanyate, honors. Bahumataha, is it adjective here? The participle with the visarga is adjective. Bahumanyate, bahumanam, bahumataha. Okay. So bahumataha. Yesham chattvam bahumataha bhutva. Having been a highly honored, revered person for those great maharathas, laghavam yasyasi. Now you will attain smallness. You will attain smallness. You will be considered very inferior now. Laghavam yasyasi. See, laghavam is what? It's a gauravam. Opposite of laghavam. Guru, big. Not guru who. Guru, big, great. Not the teacher guru here. So guru, gauravam, bigness. Laghavam, smallness. So laghavam yasyasi. You will lose your gauravam. Once you lose gauravam, what will you get? Laghavam. So perumai sirumai, in Tamil we say, isn't it? Gauravam you will lose. You will have lagavam. So lagavam yasyasi. Yesham cha bahumataha bhutva. Yesham maharathanam. Tvam bahumataha bhutva. Lagavam yasyasi. Is it necessary, Arjuna? Better do your duty. So you can retain your fame, name and all that. Okay. So now, let us see the bhashyam now. As I said, with the portion where you're relaxing, very simple. But still, we learn a lot of values here. Bhayat. Bhayat means out of fear, because of fear. What is the reason for you running away? Bhayam. Therefore, bhayat, a result of fear, because of fear. Karnadibhyaha. From fear, from whom? Karnadibhyaha. Because of fear from people like Karna. Karna. Ranat. Ranat means what? Yuddhat. From the battle. Uparatam. Uparatam is equal to Nivritam. Nivritaha. Nivritaha means retired. Uparataha means only withdrawn. Uparataha uparatihi, withdrawal, uparatam, withdrawn. Out of fear of people like Karna, you have withdrawn yourself from the battle. Iti mamsyante, simple, meaning chintayishyanti, manyate chintayati, mamsyate chintayishyati, so mamsyante chintayishyanti. People will think that you withdrew yourself, consider you as the one who has withdrawn from battle out of fear of Karna, etc. Na kripaya, not, they will not think that you have withdrawn yourself in the battle out of compassion. See, what is the verb for uparata? Uparata. Uparamate. Uparamate withdraws. Uparatihi. Withdrawal. Isn't it? Uparatam withdrawn. Nivrutaha, retired. One who has retired, withdrawn, run away in the battle out of fear of people like Karna, etc. Na kripaya. They will not think that you have returned out of compassion. Na kripaya பய கிருபையா ரணாத் உபரத்தம் ந மம்சந்தே. அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன் யூ ரன் அவே, தே வில் வில் திங்க் இதி ந கிருபையா பயாத் கர்ணாதிபியா கர்ணாதிபியா ரணாத் யுத்தாத் உபரத்தம் நிவ்ருத்தம் மம்சந்தே சிந்தயிஷ்யந்தி ந கிருபையா இதி. Not out of compassion that you ran away. Iti. Tvam Maharathaha, the great warriors, the great charioteers. Who are they? Duryodhana Prabhutayaha. Okay, Duryodhana etc. In Tamil, you can say Duryodhana Prabhutayaha, Duryodhana Mudaliyavarhal. Duryodhana Prabhutayaha, Duryodhana etc., such as great charioteers, such as Duryodhana etc., they will consider you as the one who withdrawn from the battle out of fear of people like Karna, not out of compassion. Yesham cha, for whom tvam, yesham Duryodhanadinam, Tvam Bahumataha. And for those people, Duryodhana etc., for whom Tvam Bahumataha, you have been a highly revered, honored person. Bahumataha means what? Bahubihi Gunaihi Yuktaha. You were kept on a high pedestal as the one endowed with many good qualities. Bahubihi gunaihi yuktaha iti. Even though Duryodhana was not sagunaha, not sugunaha, he wasn't a man of virtues or good qualities. But still, at least he had that. And he, of course, he could consider Arjuna to be a person of, person endowed with the good qualities. So Duryodhanadinam yesham cha tvam bahumataha. So for people like Duryodhana, whom you have been highly honored person, as the one endowed with the many good qualities, iti bahubhihi gunaihi yuktaha iti bahumataha iti evam bahumataha bhutva. In this manner, having been always a person of honor, punaha laghavam yasyati, laghu bhavam yasyasi. Laghu bhavam yasyasi, laghavam yasyasi. Again, you will attain smallness. Kincha அவாச்சியவாதாம்ஸ்ச பஹூன் வதிஷ்யந்தி தவாஹிதாஹ நிந்தந்தஸ்தவ சாமர்த்யம் ததோ துக்கதரன்னு கிம். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் சென்டென்சஸ் கம், ஐ வில் ரிப்பீட், அதர்வைஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ரிப்பீட். ஓகே. அவாச்சியவாதாம்ஸ்ச பஹூன் வதிஷ்யந்தி தவாஹிதாஹ நிந்தந்தஸ்தவ சாமர்த்யம் ததோ துக்கதரன்னு கிம். Now he says, வதிஷ்யந்தி will speak, will say, who will say what? தவ அஹிதாஹ வதிஷ்யந்தி. See, தவ ஹிதாஹ means what? ஏ ஹிதம் இச்சந்தி தே ஹிதாஹ. The well-wishers are hitaha, because hitam ichanti. Hitam ye na ichanti, te ahitaha. The non-well-wishers. Enemies will be always non-well-wishers. So, tava ahitaha, your non-well-wishers, your enemies, vadishyanti. They will speak. What will they speak? Vadan vadishyanti. They'll speak words. Not one or two, bahun vadan vadishyanti.
कीदृशान् वादान् वदिष्यन्ति, अवाच्यवादान् बहून् वदिष्यन्ति, तव अहिताः अवाच्यवादान् बहून् वदिष्यन्ति. I don't need to translate. You are Sanskrit experts. You understand here. Your enemies will speak many, many words which should not be uttered at all. Non-utterable words. They will speak. How? They won't simply speak unutterable words. Tava samarthyam nindanta vadishyanti. Criticizing, blaming, finding fault, censuring your efficiency, your capability. Tava samarthyam nindantaha. Bahuna vachyavadana tava hitaha vadishyanti. It's always, we do not want to be losers, okay, in front of our enemies. We want to be successful, accomplishes in front of our enemies. But now, tava ahitaha, avachyavadanne, tava samarthyam nindantaha vadishyanti. Your enemies, non-well-wishers, will speak all unutterable words, many unutterable words, criticizing your capability. Tataha dukkataram nukim. Dukkam, dukkataram, dukkatamam. Comparative degree, isn't it? Taratamyam, we say that. No? Dukkataram. Tataha dukkataram nukim. What else is going to be, no, more painful than this, than being criticized by your enemies? Tataha dukkataram nukim. The Shankara Bhagavad-pada says, avachyavadan. See, vachya. Vachya by itself is what? We take vachya, potential passive, participle. Vachyam, like karyam, deyam, heyam, payam, drishyam, vachya. Means, can be uttered. Speakable, is utterable. Avachya, non-utterable. Cannot be spoken, isn't it? Avachyavadan means what? Avaktavyavadan. Vaktavyam should be spoken. Avaktavyam should not be spoken. So avaktavyavadaha means the words which should not be uttered at all. Avaktavyavadan. Bahun. Aneka prakaran. In many ways. The words which should not be uttered at all, the many, in many ways, aneka prakaran vadishyanti. They'll speak. Who? Tava ahitaha. Ahitaha is equal to shatravaha. Nindantaha means kutsyantaha, blaming, finding fault, criticizing. Nindantaha, kutsayantaha. Nindantaha is equal to kutsayantaha, shatruanta shabda. Isn't it? Takarantaha, pullingaha, nindatta shabda. Nindan, nindantau, nindantaha. Like that, kutsayan, kutsayantau, kutsayantaha. Kutsayati is equal to nindati. So, nindantaha, kutsayantaha, tava ahitaha, tava shatravaha, kutsayantaha, nindantaha, bahun, aneka prakaran, avaktavyavadana vadishyanti. Tava, tava is equal to, bah, simple, you know very well, twadiyam. Twadiyam samarthyam. Nivata kavachada yuddhanimittam. See, people will talk ill of your capability. How? Nivata kavachadi yuddha nimittam. See, you have the capability, capacity of having the shield into which even air cannot enter. Nivata kavacham. Kavacham means shield. Nivata kavacham means a shield which can, through which even air cannot enter. Where is the question of arrow entering, bullet entering? No weapon can ever pierce Arjuna because he was a person of Nivata Kavacham, Nivata Kavachaha. Arjuna's bravery was such, he was considered to be a person having the shield through which even air cannot enter. Nivata Kavachadi Yuddhanimittam. Samarthyam. Oh, Arjuna is highly capable. What is his capability? He always fought with a shield, even air could not penetrate. Okay? And such capability, no criticizing such capability, your enemies, you know, will laugh at you. And they will speak. Utter the words which should not be uttered at all. Avachyavadan, Avaktavyavadan, Bahun Aneka Prakaran Vadishyanti. Tasmat, Tataha means what? Tasmat, Ninda Praptehe. Tataha means what? Than that. Than that means what? Ninda prapte. Then attaining the criticism. Having the criticism is ninda praptihi. Ninda praptehe. Dukkhat dukkhataram nukhim. Ninda praptihi itself, okay? Having the criticism of enemies itself is very painful. Dukkham. Ninda praptihi is dukkham. Ninda praptehe dukkhat dukkhataram nakim. What is more painful than the pain of, you know, having the criticism of enemies? Tataha kashtataram dukkham nasti ityartaha. Tataha kashtataram dukkham nasti. There is no pain which is more difficult to bear. There is no pain which is more difficult to bear than one's capacity being criticized by one's enemies. Iti artaha. Therefore, there is no greater pain which is more difficult to bear than this. Nasti ityartaha. Tasmat tataha ninda praptehe dukkhat dukkataram kinnu. Tataha kashtataram dukkham na asti iti artaha. Okay. Yuddhe punaha kriyamane karnadi bhihi. Now Bhagavan says, therefore, what is better? Involving ourselves in the battle is better. Yuddhe kriyamane, when the battle is fought again, when the battle is fought with the great soldiers like Karna, what will be the consequence? Bhagavan says there's no loss at all. If you win also, there's no loss, there's a gain. If you lose also, there is gain. Therefore, there's no loss. Absolutely, there's no loss. Losing the battle will be relative loss. Absolutely, there's no loss. Winning the battle, of course, relatively will be successful. So, he says, Hato punaha karnadibhihi kriyamane yuddhe. When the battle is fought with the great warriors, soldiers like Karna, the consequence will be absolutely success only.
Success in the sense, there'll be gain only. Hato va prapsyasi swargam jitva va bhokshase mahim tasma duttishtha kaunteya yuddhaya krita nischayaha. Hato va prapsyasi swargam jitva va bhokshase mahim तस्मादुत्तिष्ठ कौन्तेय युद्धाय कृत निश्चयः. सी हतो वा हतः वा नो विसर्ग संधि देयर स्वर्गम प्राप्स्यसि हतः स्वर्गम प्राप्स्यसि. सो हतः यू हैव टू ऐड यदि यदि युद्धे हतः तरहि स्वर्गं प्राप्स्यसि एव. हतः इफ् यु गेट् किल्ड् इन् दि बेटल् फील्ड् स्वर्गं प्राप्स्यसि, डेफिनेट्लि यु विल् अटैन् स्वर्ग हेवन्. हू सेस् दिस्? दिस् इस् दि शास्त्र इन्फार्म्ड् फेक्ट्. वाट् इस् दट्? इफ् अ पर्सन् पर्फार्म्स् वन्स् ड्यूटीस्, एस्पेशलि एस् अ क्षत्रिया वन् performs one's duty of protecting dharma, fighting against adharma. In that battle, if a person dies, the person has earned the punyam of having done his duty, especially for protecting dharma, for the sake of dharma, the sake of protecting dharma. The person does his duty and he loses, the paradha gets over, then that punyam, the punyam earned as a result of doing one's duty of protecting dharma, will enable a person enjoy the heavenly life. Because heaven means you need lot of punyam. Going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly life means only pleasures. There's no pain at all. Even though temporary, still pain-free temporary pleasures. In life of heavenly life. So there's no loss. It's a relative loss. You have lost in the battle means the loss, losing the battle, becoming defeated by an enemy in the battle is only relative loss. Why? You will have punyam. So you'll go to heaven, attain heaven. So there's no loss. Hataha swargam prapsyasi. Va. Va is what? Or. O-R. Or. Jitva va. Or otherwise. Jitva. Having fought this battle. And then having won. Having become victorious. Mahim bhokshese. You will enjoy the kingdom. Mahim. You will enjoy this earth. You will enjoy the kingdom. Therefore, there's no loss at all. Relative victory, isn't it? Relative gain also is there. In terms of going to heaven, enjoying heavenly life. Only gain for you. Ultimately, there's no loss for you. Tasmat, therefore, see, the consequence of doing one's duty, of protecting dharma, fighting against adharma, are not doing one's duty. You can understand. This is the discussion, the standpoint of the world, the worldly life. It's a worldly angle. So, laukika drishtya, prapanchika drishtya, if you analyze also, doing a duty is the best. Best thing you can do. Tasmat, therefore, हे कौन्तेय अर्जुन सन्नाः कुन्ति उत्तिष्ठ गेट अप युद्धाय कृतनिश्चयः. कम ऑन, गेट अप एज द वन हु हैज मेड अप योर माइंड, हु हैज डिसाइडेड, मेड द डिसीजन ऑफ फॉर फाइटिंग. गेट अप एज द वन हु हैज मेड द डिसीजन फॉर फाइटिंग. युद्धाय कृतनिश्चयः, कृतः निश्चयः येन, कृतनिश्चयः, युद्धाय कृतनिश्चयः उत्तिष्ठ. लेट अस सी दी भाष्यम हियर. हतः वा हतो वा प्राप्स्यसि स्वर्गम्. सो हतः सन् बीइंग किल्ड स्वर्गम् प्राप्स्यसि. बीइंग किल्ड इन द बैटल फील्ड यू विल हैव व्हाट अटेन स्वर्ग. जित्वा वा हैविंग वन द बैटल कर्णादीन शूरान हैविंग बिकम विक्टोरियस ओवर और हैविंग वन द ब्रेव सोल्जर्स ब्रेव पीपल सच एज कर्ण महीम भोक्ष्यसे. See, Bhagavan remains, Bhagavan mentions only Karna. You know why? Karna, Arjuna's anger can be triggered. In the act trigger means what? Arjuna, somehow Arjuna, let me, yes, I'm going to kill that fellow, means who, more than Duryodhana, Karna is always, you know, in the, some sort of a hate, I'll be hated for Arjuna. So Bhagavan repeatedly mentions only Karna's name, Karnadin, Karnadin Shuran Jitva. Karnadin Shuran Jitva Va Mahim Bhokshese. Please understand, it's all from Laukika Drishti, isn't it? Vyavaharika Drishti. In relative day-to-day, standpoint of day-to-day life, he's talking. Shuran, Karnadin Shuran Jitva Mahim Bhokshese. So having one brave people like Karna, you will enjoy his kingdom in the earth. Ubhayata api, in both ways also. Ubhayata. Ubhayata. In both ways also. Tava labha yeva. There's only gain for you, Arjuna. There's no loss at all. Iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the intention of Bhagavan revealed. There's only, this is the fact also. This is what is the suggestion. This is what is the fact. This is the intention. Bhagavan's intention is a fact. Revealed. Okay. So he says what? Yataha evam, as this is the yataha, because this is the fact. Yataha, why? Because yataha evam, such being the case. What is the case? What is such being the case means what? Yataha evam, because this is the intention, this is the fact, that there is no loss at all for a kshatriya. If he fights for protecting dharma against adharma, victory also, in losing, there will be heavenly life. In winning, there will be enjoyment of kingdom. Yataha evam, that being the case. Tasmat, because of this reason, Uttishta, Uttishta, Kaunteya, Yuddhaya Kritanischayaha. Get up as the one who has made a decision for fighting. How? Bhagavan says, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Jeshyami Shatrun, Shatrun Jeshyami. See, Jayami. What's the future tense verb? Jeshyami. Shatrun Jeshyami. I shall win the enemies. I shall be victorious over enemies. Marishyamiva. Either I shall win or I'll die. I will not remain without fighting. Marishyamiva. Shatrun Jeshyami va Marishyami. I shall die or I shall be victorious over my enemies. I shall win the enemies. Iti nischayam krutva, Having made the decision thus, in this manner, Arjuna, may you get up. Iti artaha. This is the meaning. Okay. Tatra yuddham swadharmaha. Tatra yuddham swadharmaha iti. For a kshatriya, battle is what? Swadharmaha. War is swadharma. Iti evam yudhyamanasya upadesham imam shrunu. Now, in the following verse, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following verse. He says, Arjuna, shrunu, may you listen to this, my teaching. Imam upadesham shrunu. May you listen to this teaching. As a teaching imparted for the one who is fighting. Considering the war as one's duty. This is the teaching imparted by me for a person who is fighting, as who fights considering the war as one's duty. Yuddham swadharmaha iti evam yudhyamanasya. The person who is fighting, considering the battle, the war as one's duty, for him, this is the teaching. Listen to this. Upadesham shrunu. Beautiful. So, for Arjuna, as a kshatriya, doing his duty is what? Involving himself in the battle fought for protecting dharma against adharma. So, we have to take, all of us have to take as how? Doing our swadharma. Swadharma anushtanasya phalam kim. What is the benefit of doing one's duties consciously, thoughtfully? That is the general teaching for all the people. For Arjuna, fighting for protecting dharma. Dharmyam yuddham. Oh, fighting is my duty. I'm a kshatriya. Fighting is my duty for protecting dharma. Thinking in this manner, if a person is fighting, for him, what is the teaching? That is following. The teaching follows in the following 38th verse. Actually, this is the verse where first Bhagavan introduces the discipline of Karma Yoga. So the whole Bhagavad Gita teaches two important unavoidable disciplines. Choiceless disciplines associated with, two lifestyles which have choice. Lifestyles involving choice. Two disciplines, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Is there a choice? No. And they cannot be, these disciplines cannot be followed simultaneously, but sequentially they must be followed by any spiritual aspirant. Mukshuna Jignyasuna. Therefore, here also, swadharma anushtana phalam kim. That is discussed in the 38th verse. But not simply swadharma anushtanam. What is that attitude one should have in doing one's duties? Doing one's duty with certain specific attitude converts one's duty into a preparatory discipline. Then the same duty becomes yogaha. The action becomes yoga. So Bhagavan says here, sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayo. So until now what Bhagavan talked is just laukika drishtyapi yuddha karanameva uttamam. That is laukika drishti. But now Bhagavan teaches how one can convert one's actions, duty, specifically duties, into a preparatory discipline by entertaining an appropriate attitude in doing one's duty. Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayo. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapsyasi. See, what is the law of karma? If we do karma, the result is definite. And if the result, if the karma is against dharma, definitely there will be papam. Isn't it? If action is right, there will be punyam. So punyam apo also considers papam because it is definitely to exhaust the punyam and has to be born again. But if a person performs his duties with certain attitude, okay, certain way if he performs, then he will not attain any papam. How? He says, we are going to see that later on. Papam na avapsisi. Papam na avapsisi. You will not attain papam. Evam, in this manner. What is that manner in which one will not attain papam? Yuddhaya yujyasva. May you, Arjuna, may you fix yourself. May you make up your mind for fighting, for doing a duty. Yuddhaya yujyasva. May you be prepared. May you be prepared for your duty. May you be ready for doing a duty. May you fix yourself. Means may you fix up your mind, make up your mind for doing a duty. Yuddhaya yujyasva. In this manner, you will not attain any papam. Papam evam papam na avapsyasi. Katham? When you're fighting, when you're doing a duty, have this attitude. Whatever will be the result, sukham dukham. Same sukham cha dukham cha sukha dukhe. Dual word. Sukha dukhe same kritva. Labha cha alabha cha. Labha labho. Labha cha alabha cha. Labha labho. Dual. Jayaha cha ajayaha cha. Jaya jayo. Pleasure, pain, gain, loss, victory, defeat. The first ones are desirable results. Second ones are undesirable results, unwanted results. Dukkham alabaha ajayaha. Pain, loss, defeat. Sukham labaha jayaha. Pleasure, gain, victory. So all pairs of opposites. சுகதுக்கே சமே கிருத்வா லாபாலாபோ சமோ கிருத்வா ஜயாஜவ சமோ கிருத்வா ததஹ யுத்தாய யுஜ்யஸ்வ எவம் பாபம் ந அவாப்ஸ்யசி. திஸ் இஸ் தி ப்ரோசாடர். சோ ஹேவிங் தி சேம்னஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தி பிளஷர் அண்ட் பெயின், லாஸ் அண்ட் கெயின், விக்டரி அண்ட் டிஃபீட். Which means, without aspiring for success, not have any hatred for, you can aspire for success, but still the preparedness to accept both results, desirable result, undesirable result of your action, with the sameness of mind. To be prepared to be without elation, and dejection, depression. To be prepared to be balanced. The preparedness to be balanced without elation and dejection. The preparedness to be remain the same in desirable, undesirable situations. The results are desirable and undesirable. May you be prepared for doing a duty of fighting. In this manner, you will not attain papam. This is the literal meaning, isn't it? Let us see the bhashyam, then we'll see the explanation of it. Some areas we have to stop and explain, isn't it? And karma yoga, I don't think you go and read any number of books. Pooja Swamiji, it is Pooja Swamiji. It is Pooja Swamiji who made this discipline of Karma Yoga very clear. What is Karma Yoga? You can never do Karma Yoga. You can only do karma. The karma you do, whether it's a mundane or religious, worldly, a secular activity, whatever it is, any action you do can become a preparatory discipline, can contribute for your mental preparation if it is performed with certain attitude. If it is performed with certain preparedness regarding the results, okay, then the same action can become becomes converted into a discipline. It is karma yoga. What is performed is only karma. It is the attitude with which we perform converts it into a discipline. Isn't it? So, sukha dukkhe. Let us see the bhashyam here first. Then we'll come back. What exactly it is. Sukha dukkhe same. Same means what? Tulye kritva. Sukham and Dukkham are the same. Sukham and Dukkham are similar. Are equal. Equal means what? The same. Tulye Kritva. Same. Tulye Kritva means what? No. Considering this pain and pleasure to be the same. So having the preparedness to remain the same, remain balanced. Ragadveshau akritva. Same kritva, tulye kritva means what? Ragadveshau akritva. So without having made hatred or attachment, means without having made means what? Literally it means ragadvesho akritva means without having attachment towards the result or without having any hatred towards the result. So remaining the same without hating the undesirable result, unpleasant situation, without having attachment towards the desirable, pleasant situation. Whatever will be the situation, desirable and undesirable, whatever will be the result, unexpected or diagonally opposite to what is expected, desirable result or undesirable result, whatever it is, without having any attachment or hatred towards them. So without elation and dejection, remaining the same, remaining balanced. If there's hatred means you feel low. If there is attachment means you feel high. You are not being dependent on the result for one's happiness is attachment. Mistaking the result for as a source of unhappiness is having hatred. When will you hate the situation or the result? The hatred towards the result is possible only if you think the result is the responsible for your unhappiness. You will have attachment for the result only if you think the result is a source of happiness. So, ragaha and dveshaha, attachment and hatred, like and dislike. Ragaha means attachment. Ragaha also means like, liking. Dvesha is hatred. When do you like something? You should think something is a source of happiness, you like it. If you think something is responsible for unhappiness, you dislike it, you hate it. Ragadvesha means likes and dislikes. Attachment and hatred, isn't it? So, anyway, our perception is wrong. No result is a source of happiness. No result is a source of responsible for unhappiness. Nothing in the world is responsible for my unhappiness. Nothing in the world is a source of happiness also. Because the only source of happiness is Atma, Bhagavan. When you are not dependent on results of actions for your happiness, when you understand the fact that nothing in the world, no result in the world, no action, no result, nothing in the world is responsible for your unhappiness, then you can be balanced. You can be without ragadvesha. You can remain the same. This result of action or the situation is not responsible for my unhappiness at all. The result of action definitely is not going to be a source of permanent happiness. It may give me some temporary joy, that's all. It's not a source of permanent happiness. If this fact is remembered, then you do your duty with a focused attention, without any distraction, because you're doing it for your mental preparation. Your focus is on mental preparation. Having one's focus on mental preparation required for jnanam, for especially antakkana shuddhi and antakkana naishchalyam, when you do your duty as an offering to Bhagavan, ultimately to discover the truth, then how do you do it? The focus attention, you can remain balanced. It is great understanding. You know, all the results are ordained by natural laws. Bhagavan is of natural laws. And results have their own reason. I may not know the cause of what I'm going through. Whatever is the result I get, I may not know the cause. That's why adrishtam. The cause of whatever the result I get, what I go through in life, is not known. Adrishtam. The cause is unknown, but cause is. Even though cause is there, it is there, ordained by the natural laws, in keeping with how it was done, the motive, intention, etc., before also, the present result is what? The result also is associated with the past actions. They are of the nature of coming and going. Agama payinaha. This is what understanding the nature of results of actions, nature of situations that we go through in life. If it is there, then it is possible for one to remain balanced without elation in desirable situations, without dejection in this undesirable situation. The result is undesirable, you'll be balanced. You won't be elated. You won't feel dejected because, you know, desirable result also is not permanent. You won't feel dejected. Undesirable result also is not permanent. Pain, pleasure, loss, gain, victory, defeat, all are of the nature of coming and going. All are impermanent. This is the nature of results of actions, nature of situations that we go through in life. And they all have their own, definitely there's a cause, respective relevant cause why they are. The cause being there, these situations, the results are determined by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. An understanding of this fact that nothing in the world is responsible for my unhappiness, nothing in the world is source of happiness also. This come and go. The focus is on mental preparation required for jnanam. With understanding, Arjuna, do your duty. Yuddhaya yujyasva. May you fix your mind for fighting. May you be prepared for fighting. Doing a duty of fighting against adharma. Okay? Considering sukham and dukkham, remaining the same, remaining balanced, considering sukham and dukkham, loss and gain, victory and defeat to be equal. Tataha, yudhyevam naivam, papam naiva vapsisi. Why? Such, the doing one's duty, such a way, in due course of time, will definitely contribute for what? Tapping Bhagavan's grace, thereby having mental preparedness required for jnanam, thereby attaining jnanam. Once wake of jnanam, you will become free from what? All punya papams. So you will not attain papam. You will be free from both punyam and papam. Okay, this is the explanation, but we'll see here, Shankara Bhagavatpada, what he says. Of course, the whole teaching is based on this commentary only, not our own commentary here. Yatha, important lesson is what? Raga dveshau akritva. So, samatvam is what? Raga dvesham akritva. Ragadvesha akaranam, not having likes and dislikes, being free from likes and dislikes, means what? Not having hatred, not having attachment towards any results, knowing the fact that nothing in the world is a source of happiness, no result of no action is responsible for unhappiness. Okay. Yatatha labha alabho jaya ajayaucha samau kritva tataha yuddhai yujyasva ghataswa. Ghataswa means what? Siddha bhava. May you be prepared. Evam yuddham kurvan. So, doing a duty of fighting in this manner, with this mental preparedness, papam na vapsyasi, you will not attain any sin. Iti yeshaha upadeshaha prasangikaha.
prasangikaha means what? Contextual teaching. This is the contextual teaching. The teaching suitable for this context. Prasangaha, context. Prasangikaha, contextual. This teaching is appropriate in this context. When a person has to do his duty, because that's the only way the person can uplift himself, progress in life. He can become mature. Because he has to accomplish something absolute, has become prepared. For this, what else can he do other than doing his duty? What is the best thing he can do? Doing one's duty. But with appropriate attitude, with a proper mental condition, he must do. That's the only way it will contribute for mental preparedness, mental maturity, emotional maturity. Therefore, this is appropriate teaching in this context. Prasangikaha upadeshaha. This is the teaching suitable for this contextually suitable teaching. Prasangikaha upadeshaha. I'm not too elaborating too much because Pooja Swamiji is having understood so many times, every class, how many times would have heard Prasada Buddhi, Prasada Buddhi, Prasada Buddhi, Sharpana Buddhi, how many times you have heard it, is it? It's okay. So again, an important lesson is what here? Prasada Buddhi. Because when you perform an action, you remain the same with reference to the results of actions. Because you know, this is the reason. You have a proper understanding of the nature of results. Because all the results are the results of the present actions have association with the past actions, that they are not actually results of present actions alone. And there are all the results are determined by Bhagavan, the natural laws. Therefore, as Bhagavan hands are involved, Bhagavan is karma phala data. Therefore, you have the attitude of you accept the situations as prasada. Once a person entertains the attitude of accepting everything as prasada, then the sameness of mind is also possible. You can remain the same. Pleasure is Bhagavad Prasada. Pain also is Bhagavad Prasada. Dukkham is Bhagavad Prasada. Labaha Bhagavad Prasada. Alabaha Bhagavad Prasada. Jayaha Bhagavad Prasada. Ajayaha Bhagavad Prasada. Remain the same. Of course they come. Even the Bhagavad Prasada, they are of the nature of coming and going. They are impermanent. And they are not really, nothing in the world is a source of happiness, responsible for unhappiness. There's only way we can handle ragadvesha. Strong liking and hatred towards anything, the world. Has to be, the ragadveshas have to be handled, means the only way you can handle the satyam is this is. The very hatred is towards something is because of the strong thinking, wrong thinking, that something is, that is responsible for my unhappiness. Loss is mistaken to be responsible for your unhappiness. Fail is mistaken to be responsible for unhappiness. Death is mistaken to respond for my unhappiness. Therefore, we hate it. And pleasure is mistaken to be, an object of pleasure is mistaken to be a source of permanent happiness.
Victory is mistaken to be a source of happiness. Then you like it. Liking is okay. But attachment, dependent on that such results for my happiness is ragaha. That's why ragaha means attachment. You know? What attachment? Dependence for one's happiness and security is attachment. And hatred, dislike is because of the wrong thinking again. So there's error in the perception of the world. There's error in the perception of others' behavior. There's error in the perception of situations. Error in the perception of results of actions. It can be reduced to one word, error in the perception of the world. This error in the perception of the world is because of the error in the perception of one's own self also. There are two errors. Error, erroneous self-perception, erroneous perception of the world. That the world is mistaken to be real and it is source of happiness, it is responsible for unhappiness. It's all errors. Therefore, here, what Bhagavan says, Ragadvesho Akritva, very important lesson. Tatha labha alabha, labha labha alabha, so labha labho jaya jayo cha samokritva. Without any likes and attachment towards it, tataha, there are yuddhaya yujyasva, yuddhaya ghatasva. May you prepare yourself for fighting. Evam yuddham kurvan, fighting in this manner, with this attitude, having this in the mind, papam na avapsisi iti, you will not attain papam iti, thus is the prasangikaha upadeshaha. This is the contextual teaching, the teaching appropriate for this context, in this context. Okay. Shokamoha apanayanaya. Laukikaha nyayaha. Swadharmam apicha avekshe ityadyehi shlokehi uktaha. Natu tatpariyena. Very important sentence of the Bhashyam. So, shokamoha apanayanaya. For the removal of grief and delusion. Shokamoha apanayanaya. Shokamohayoho apanayanaya. Apanayaha apanayanam is removal. For the removal of grief and delusion. Laukikaha nyayaha. The worldly fact. Swadharmam apicha avekshya ityadi shlokaihi uktaha. The teaching for the removal of grievance, delusion, from the worldly angle has been given through the verses such as Swadharmam api chaveksya. Swadharmam api chaveksya. Ityadish ityadyaihi shlokaihi. Through the verses such as Swadharmam api chaveksya, the teaching from the worldly angle has been given for the removal of grief and delusion. Natu tatpariyena. this teaching was not given absolutely from the standpoint of the truth. Tatpariyena means what? Paramarthika drishtya. This was not said. What Bhagavan wants to say here is, so Arjuna is repeatedly compelled to do his duty. Then the doubt should come. Oh, does Bhagavad Gita emphasize the duty as the most important thing? No. What is the Bhagavad Gita yaha tatpariyam kim? What is the ultimate aim of Bhagavad Gita? What is its vision? Absolutely. Tatpariyena Bhagavad Gita yaha. Bhagavad Gita yaha tatpariyam kim? Tatpariyena Gita kim vadati? Kim uktam asti? Okay. The ultimate aim of Bhagavad Gita is to help a human being discover the truth, and through the discovery of the truth, enable him revel the vision of fullness of happiness. The ultimate aim of Gita is to enable a human being to have the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness through the discovery of the truth. It is not simply to make a person do the karma. That's not the ultimate aim. But Gita emphasizes do karma, do a duty. Why? Without doing a duty, there's no way of becoming prepared. We are going to see in that Upanishad also. Because what is to be discovered is the subtlest truth. The gross mind has to become subtle. Unprepared mind has to become prepared. Unrefined mind has to become adequately refined to understand, to arrive at subtle truth and to accept it. It's not an easy joke. So mental preparedness takes a long time. Even the attainment of jnanam takes place very quickly. Ascertainment can happen very quickly. But mental preparation takes very long. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita emphasizes karma. Duty, doing one's duty with proper attitude. So Gita teaches this discipline of converting the action into a discipline. Isn't it? Therefore, even though Gita emphasizes karma yoga, karma, to be converted into yoga discipline, still karma yoga is not the making the person do the action is not the ultimate teaching. Because without karma yoga, jnanam will be impossible. And without jnanam, yoga will be incomplete. Therefore, what is the ultimate aim? Tatparyam kutaha, kutra. Tatparyam is moksha. Jnanam, jnanena moksha is tatparyam. So temporarily a person has to be enthused to do his duty. Ultimate aim is to shokamoha apanayanam. Ultimately, how? Only in jnanam it is possible. Removal of grief and delusion is ultimately possible only through jnanam. Only by jnanam, knowledge. Not by karma. But for that jnanam, one has to be prepared mentally. One has to do karma. Therefore, here, karma, doing one's duty is emphasized. Therefore, so swadharma anushtanam is emphasized by the Bhagavad Gita, not as an ultimate means of removing grief and sorrow.
only from the worldly angle. Again, specifically for mental preparation, karma is doing one's duty is emphasized. Not from the standpoint of the ultimate truth. Natu tatparyena means what? Paramarthika drishtya evam na uktam. Laukika drishtya uktam. So karma is emphasis, laukika drishtya, not from paramarthika drishtya. I think we have to understand a lot in this context. We will see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Even though this is Karma Yoga is introduced here, we are understanding Karma Yoga as a whole here, just introduction.